part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Dots is the job. This is episode 67, part three, the heavy metal episode.
The heavy metal episode, John.
I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And once again, it sounds like God has entered the studio.
I think God is here. I don't see him. Is he in your room? He's not in my room.
I have not seen him. Have you seen him?
I am the Lord.
Wow.
Thanks for having me back, John or Scott. It's always a pleasure.
It certainly is. Thanks for being back, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, last week we had Bible stories with the God, with the Lord.
With the God.
And this week we were going to go over the missing Gospels, John.
Yeah.
Of Jesus.
But the Gnostic.
The Lord does talk to me like he talks to the W, and he got in contact with me earlier this week.
Yeah!
And he said instead of doing the missing Jesus thing, why don't we bring in some of my favorite Bible stories? So last week it was my some Bible stories that I pulled because I had some questions about them. This week, God brought in his own Bible stories.
You think God likes the heavy metal?
Oh, I love the heavy metal, John. I love it. Thanks for asking.
Wow. What the fuck happened? God, you're one hell of a heavy breather there, buddy.
Oh, sorry about that. Sometimes I forget I'm communicating with humans.
All right, so before we get into Bible stories, Chuck, did we get any phone messages?
We did. Eric Tomorrow called us from the Mediocre Show and left
you're
a
shitting
message.
Me.
I wouldn't shit you. You're too big.
All right, so in 66 parts
to shit a guy
66
your size.
66 part 6. We challenged 66 Eric Tomorrow to call in because we didn't know if it was really him.
Right.
Because Podcast Alley is full of phony voters. There's phony forums out there. Everything is phony.
Right.
So we question Eric Tomorrow's authenticity.
And you shouldn't have.
I shouldn't have because he called
he's one of the real deals.
He's the real deal, John.
Yeah,
the
real
deal.
Mediocre Show. So here he is.
Hey, John and Scott. Eric Tomorrow here. Mediocre Show and all that blah, blah, blah. It really is me leaving those comments. I'm really trying to think of names for you guys, but I can't think of anything good. So I was thinking maybe a robot theme, and it could be John Tron 2015, but that's kind of lame, so I don't know, I just can't think of anything good. I think I might have shot my load, as they say, on my own last name, so I got nothing. I'll keep trying, though, and I'll let you know. Have a good one.
I don't know. Is he referencing my weight? What the fuck is that?
I was going to say your IQ, but
John Tron. I like that, John Tron. I want to be John Aria.
He didn't only shoot his load on his name, but he shot his load on the name of the podcast because I'm halfway through their last podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've heard it yet, John, but there's some radio dickheads in Portland that are calling their show the Mediocre Show.
No way.
Allegedly. They're going to dig into it and see what the if that is true or not.
Oh, those fuckers.
So that would suck, wouldn't it?
I definitely got to pull that into my player. Did I tell you I hardwired my Arcos? Oh, here's a tune I came up with. Did I tell you about that?
You did not.
Oh, I bought the drum set, man.
You did?
I did.
Where is it?
Me and the boy went over to Guitar Center on Saturday. I said, fine, fuck it. Scott's right. I'll get one. Of course, I'm always buying shitloads of equipment. Oh, come on. I thought you were going to get a drum set, man. Come on.
Come on, man.
We can jam.
You could be part of our podcast.
Because there
now.
Is a call for you to play guitar.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Play guitar once I learn how. I will play guitar.
You learn how. You've been telling everybody every show. I'm a guitar player. I play drums.
I play it all, John.
I'm going to be a lead singer in Spasmatics.
I play bass, guitar, drums, you name it.
Skin flute. Anyway, so me and the boy go over to Guitar Center. And we're hanging out, and I asked the dude, I said, hey, they had two sets. They had a $1,500 Roland DX or D-something-6 and then a D3. The D3 is not as nice, same setup, but a kind of a cheaper drum module. And since I already have an Alesis D4 drum module, I can plug all my drum sounds into that. So it's an electronic drum set because I already have three kits as it is. I got a Slingerland, a Premier at the studio, and then the gigs I play my Thomas Star Classic.
Nice.
So the guy says, I said, hey, how about $900 for the $1,500 one? Oh, dude, man, yeah. Roland doesn't work with us on prices. I said, well, I got $900 cash on me right now. Give me that one. And he's like, I could do $1,200. I go out the door. No, before tax. I said, forget it. Because really the only difference is this, some of the stands and the drum module. So then we negotiate for the other one. And I said, okay, $900. Out the door, this one right here. It's all I got. Okay, yeah. Let me see what we can do. You know, and then they start dicking you around, you know, that fucking game. And they make you wait forever until you're nauseous, and then they, you know, you pay whatever they want you to.
Right.
But I was holding out, Scott. And my son, Dad, can we go now? Because he was freaking out because all these emo kids started showing up.
Really?
Playing all the drum sets.
Were they any good?
No. They were completely fucking annoying. And so anyway, I said, here, Nate, take some sticks and just go to town, man. Just go do whatever you want. And he just starts wailing on everything. And, I mean, he's hitting stuff like you shouldn't hit with drumsticks. And it was great. So he's just rocking out. And the guy says, okay, I don't have one in stock except for the floor model. I said, okay, I'll take this one, but I'll take it for $800.
Nice.
He says, I can't do that. I go, dude, look at it. It's been played on. How the hell do you think you're going to sell this to somebody for the price you've been trying to sell to me? And he wouldn't go for it. So the kit, the whole kit was $995. Out the door, brand new. I got to pick it up, $976. Out the door. So $899. $995 before taxes. Normally it's like a $1,300, $1,200 set. And I got to pick it up, right? So I buy it. I give him $900 cash, another $76 on the credit card, walk out of there. Me and the son go see a movie. I put all my napkins in my top pocket. We get done. I throw them all out. Get home, realize the receipt
to
for
pick
the
it
drum
up.
Kit to pick it up was in the
was
top
in the napkins.
Pocket. Yeah.
Nice.
I fucking threw it out.
So now what are you going to do?
Well, I called him today. I said, hey, dude, I lost the receipt, man. You know, I'm going to come in there. I need you to print me another one. He goes, don't sweat it, man. You're one of our biggest customers. And I think he was referring to my weight. But he said, don't sweat it. You're on file here that it's a pickup. I know you. I'm going to call you. I'm going to be here to deliver it. So don't worry about it. And he looked my account up and found out I was like the 21,000th customer.
And of all time? What does that mean?
I don't know. But he said, dude, man, you've been shopping here a long time. That's pretty good. And I'm thinking, okay, he's just fucking with me, right?
Well, you're like 60 years old, man. It's been a while.
Yeah, but they only got computers like a couple of years ago, you know? And he's like number 37,000 or something.
Hmm.
So I got about 17,000 on him or whatever.
That's great.
So
man.
He thought that was fantastic. I said,
so
hey.
You picked it up or what? You didn't pick it
not.
Up?
If I'd have picked it up, it would have been fucking set up.
Well,
and
wait
it
a minute.
Be playing.
It's in the store. It's in the,
I gotta
on the
get
floor.
It Thursday.
Why couldn't you pick it up when you bought it?
Because they got to send it over from the Highland Park store.
You said you bought the floor model.
No. I blew it off.
Oh, you blew off the floor model.
He wanted to give me the floor model
and
for
got
like
the other one
for $950. So right. For $26 more, I get the full brand new. I said brand new,
brand
in the box.
In the box.
Not like when Fuzz loaded that piece of shit bass amp in your car. And it was right off of the floor and it was missing shit. Remember that?
No, what are you talking about?
When we went and bought your first bass amp, it was like a Gallen Kruger or something.
Oh, right.
Or,
I took that back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An Ampeg, I think it was.
No, Ampeg, no. Gallen Kruger.
We loaded that sucker in the car and it was missing stuff. You're like, what the fuck? And you took it back and got the SWR, which was a sweet deal.
Sweet.
It's the best sounding amp I ever heard.
Fucking A, man. Fucking A.
So anyway, I got the kit, and I was hoping to have it tonight. I was really bummed out that...
Well, next week.
Yeah, hopefully I should have it Thursday.
We could have you on drums, I'll play guitar, and we'll see if God can play bass. That'll be sweet, man.
All right.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
So I saw a movie, didn't I? Didn't I say that?
Yeah, you did see a movie with your son.
Yeah, we went and saw Barnyard.
Never heard of it.
It's one of those animated, like Disney 3D animation movies.
Right.
And I love taking my kids to those movies because I can nap, you know. And usually when you go to one of the big theaters, like the Crown Glen or whatever it is, the seats are really tall and comfortable and you're out cold, right?
Right.
You take a nice nap and this time I decided to go in your neck of the woods to the Pickwick, right?
Oh yeah, that's horrible. That's okay. Like in coach class,
yeah,
on a
but
airplane.
It's not bad if you go into the main theater, Theater One, the mm-hmm. old nostalgic theater.
Right.
Which I was hoping for because it was at the top of the list. Usually the first movie on the list of the movie listings is the one in the first theater.
Mm-hmm.
No. Fucking rolled a 7 on this puppy. It was in Theater 2, which is around the back. It is a shithole. The ceiling's as low as my ceiling in my basement. And they run the aisle right down the middle. So there's no seat in the middle to see the movie. You're always off to one side, either side.
Yeah, it's like being in a plane,
right.
Watching a movie in a plane.
Right. So the son's happy to sit down and see the thing. But this Park, whatever, Ridge family shows up, and they got three kids, and they sit, like, right in front of us, and the kids just fucking run up and down the aisle, screaming, and all in front of the screen, screaming.
Screaming? What are they
crying,
screaming?
Crying, just goofing around, having a grand old time.
And the parents do nothing?
Nothing.
Both parents are there?
Yeah, while I try to sleep. Finally, they decide to move the kids all the way to the front row. So they're just running around in the front, screaming and crying and doing whatever they're doing. But the movie turned out to be nothing more than The Lion King, but with cows. And the problem I had with the movie was the cows were not anatomically correct. all the cows, which should be female, were male. There was some cows that were female, but the male cows had udders, too.
Well, that's just wrong.
There was no bulls. So I'm like, watching this cow talk, and it's got a man's voice. It's Kevin James, the comedian.
With udders?
With udders.
Well, that's confusing.
So I'm like, what the fuck is that? But it was pretty goddamn funny while I was awake.
Did you get any sleep?
No. Not a fucking wink.
Well, that stinks.
The wife would say, hey, you want to take the kids to a movie? Oh, yeah. What time? All right. I'm there. Get them their popcorn. Sit them down. And the thing about my kids is they stare at that screen from beginning to end, except for my son has got to take a leak always somewhere in the middle. So I snag his pop away from him for the first hour, and then hand it over. And then he's good till the end. And, sure enough, now he's old enough, you know, he can go by himself. But before he had to take him, you know, to the bathroom or whatever.
Right.
So you'd only get the first 40 minutes of sleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my movie review.
How many Spiny Normans?
Oh, for kids, I give it 3 all the way, man. My son was laughing his ass off. He thought it was hilarious. Especially when the cows hooked, the one main cow, Kevin James cow, hooked up with the New Jersey cows, and they stole somebody's car and went after a kid who was cow tipping. And they decided to go boy tipping. And they get all liquored up on milk. You know, they're drinking and driving. Which is a good message for kids. They're drinking and driving milk and got the tunes cranking up. And the cops end up chasing them. They fuck the car up and stuff and then just wheel it back into the driveway. So it's kind of a good message for kids. You know, grand larceny, drinking and driving, evading police. Stuff like that.
So the cows were held accountable for their actions?
No, they were never caught.
Well, then what's the message there? Dress in a cow suit and you can do whatever you want?
No, I'm saying it's a sarcasm. It's tongue-in-cheek there that it's a bad message.
What does that mean, tongue-in-cheek? What does that mean?
You know,
I don't know what that means. Tongue-in-cheek.
Shut up.
What does that mean?
You know what that means. Sarcastic.
Tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, it's kind of double entendre what I'm saying.
Double entendre. I'm just trying to understand the origins of tongue in cheek.
I don't know. Look it up on Cecil, all right?
Well, you know God's here. Maybe he could help us out with that. He knows everything, right? Isn't that right, John?
I don't know. Yeah, ask him. What the hell?
All right.
Ask him. Is he here or not?
I did ask him.
And what did he say?
I don't know. He's not responding.
Is there something wrong with his mic?
No, not at all. He doesn't have a mic. I told you that. He doesn't have headphones.
God, are you there? God, hello?
Hello, John.
Wow.
Of course I'm here. I was just riveted by your movie review. It was outstanding. I'm going to go see that movie because of your Spidey Norman recommendation, John.
Really?
And I'm going to take Jesus, too, because he said it was good for kids.
Yeah,
right?
It's good for your son. Bring your son along.
So Jesus and I will go see Barnyard. Is that what you said?
Barnyard, yeah.
Yeah. I look forward to it.
Yeah, that's out of sight, man.
That is out of sight. I like to say groovy. That's groovy.
That's great.
All right, then. So I feel kind of uncomfortable saying this, but are we ready, Lord, our Savior, to get into Bible stories?
I'm ready when you are, Scott. Are you ready, John?
Always ready.
I enjoyed being on your last show, and I look forward to this episode, the heavy metal episode, of course, where I brought in a couple of selections of my favorite Bible stories.
Really?
So I'm going to turn it over to Scott and let him kind of narrate, and I'll chime in when I feel it's appropriate.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you. Wow. God's letting me MC, so to speak. That's outstanding.
It's great.
Isn't that great? But think of that, John. God is on our podcast. Has God been on any other podcast?
No.
We should get some props for that.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
What kind of props do you think?
I don't know. Like, they should some sort of spiritual, like, we should now automatically be in the spiritual and religion category.
Automatically?
Of the Podcast Peer Awards, yes.
Even Pauly B agrees.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Bloody septics. All right, God, he brought in, he actually gave me some scrolls to read from. These are
really
his, yeah.
Be careful with those,
should
man.
Should we sell these on eBay
they're
or what?
Expensive. They're irreplaceable.
He gave me a couple of stories to read from.
Careful.
The
papyrus.
First one.
It's papyrus.
God admits making a mistake, John.
What?
Then he contemplates wiping all life off of Earth.
Oh, I thought he meant the W.
No, he made a mistake early on. This is from Genesis, I believe.
Oh, the band?
No, not the band, John. Genesis 6:5 through 6:7. And let me begin. And God saw that the wickedness of humanity was great in the world, and that every imagination of his thoughts and heart were continuously evil. And the Lord regretted that he had made people, and it grieved him in his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man, who I have created, from the face of the earth, man, the beast, and every creeping thing, and the fowls in the air, for I am sorry that I made them.
Oh!
Yeah, that's right out of Genesis.
How do you get an apology out of God? That's something else, man.
That is something. Well, I didn't get the apology out of him. I mean, what was going on there back in Genesis?
I'm so sorry. Sorry.
What did they do to piss you off there, Lord, our Savior?
They came up with that album, Abacab.
Well, actually, it was when Adam did not listen to me whatsoever. And there's one thing I can't stand. It's people who don't listen. So I had a hard time with that. I told them the rules. I gave them the guidelines.
Right.
And he disobeyed me. Yes. And he was an abomination to me.
Do you say fuck?
Kind of like fags are an abomination. He was an abomination to me. And I regretted creating man at that point.
So you and Fred Phelps are pretty tight, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah. Fred Phelps is my main man.
Your main man.
My main man.
Good old
you know,
Fred.
A lot of people say Pat Robertson is, but he's a little loony for me.
It's Fred Phelps.
A little too out there, but Fred Phelps speaks the truth,
he's
John.
He's the shit.
He is the shit. He is not the Shinola. He's the shit, John.
Fred Phelps, Reverend Fred Phelps, shit or Shinola.
Shit
he is
or Shinola.
He's
Fred
the shizzle.
Phelps. He's the shizzle for zizzle, is
nice.
God. Says to us. Okay, next Bible story that God pointed out to me. God says that if you die, I'm sorry. God says you die if you smart off to your mom. Did you know that, John?
No.
Well, that's right, Scott. In Exodus 21:15, and let me quote, and he that curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death.
Wow. Wow, you just got to curse them? What does that mean, curse them?
Well, of course, if you get angry with your mother and father at all, and you say anything blasphemous or say any of the dirty words that are often heard on Total Talk Nonsense, you shall be put to death.
Holy fuck.
And that's one of your favorites? Why is that one of your favorites?
Yeah, spit it out there.
Well, as you know, I have a son myself. I know that you two have your own children. And the worst thing in the entire history of the universe is to be disrespected by your children. So I just put that in there. I wanted to set an example.
So kill their ass.
Yeah, stone them to death. Whatever
limping.
You need to do, just get rid of them.
A little stoning. Do you bury them and stone them, or you just throw them out there and just throw some shit at them?
I like to bury them and then stone them. I like to see that.
About chest high?
No, actually, right up to their neck, just so their just head is sticking
fired right
out.
At their head, right?
Right. And then, you know, if you got a good 30-pound boulder, it just takes one stoning, you know what I'm saying?
You just kind of rush.
Right, and the head crushes, and the blood comes out, and it's over. Then they go to purgatory, you know, and
hang out
a little bit, and then
smoke
I decide whether they're going to walk
right
with me or not. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, the big throne of judgment. You sit down, you kick back, you fire up a cigar.
Well, yeah, sometimes cigar, sometimes dube, you know, whatever. However it's going.
The G-man firing up a dube, no doubt.
Oh, no doubt, John. Hemp, one of the greatest creations of myself.
Do you say, like, me, damn it?
No, of course
like
not. I do not blaspheme myself.
Blasphemize. You don't mind if I correct you once in a while?
Of course not. I love people who correct me. It doesn't make me want to smite them at all.
Nice.
But how can one correct someone who is omnipotent and benevolent, John?
And Lord.
And the Lord, which I am.
Right. I don't know.
All right, let's get on with it, okay?
Love fest.
God sanctions owning slaves, dividing their families, and beating them.
Really?
Yes. Within reason, of course.
Well, of course, you're referring to Exodus 21:2-6, and of course, 20 and 21. If you buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master has given him a wife, thank you, John, I love the backing track.
Yeah, sorry, just thought.
And she have borne him sons or daughter, the wife and her children shall be her masters, and he shall go out by himself.
Wow.
Here's one of the things I like about this passage is, you know, when I get into it, I'm very detail-oriented.
Obviously.
And I cover all the bases, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free.
Wow.
Then his master shall bring him into the judges. He shall also bring him to, John, the door. Or onto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through an awl. Not an owl, an awl.
An awl.
A-O-L-W-L.
Like a
and
punch.
And he shall serve him forever. However, if a man sells his daughter as a female slave or whore, she is not to go free as the male slaves do. If a man smite his servant or his maid with a rod, John,
a rod,
and he die under his hand, he shall be surely punished. However, if the slave survives a day or two, the master shall not be punished, for he is his property. Hey, you guys don't mind if I get the door, do you?
No, not at all.
All right, hold
on. Walk over there and get the door. It's a pretty heavy-footed dude for the divine God. All right.
Hey,
come on back.
All right, then. Come on in. Of course, I'm the Lord, your Savior.
All right, that's Phil, right? Is it Phil?
Yes, that's Phil.
All right.
My favorite newsman of all time.
That's
Phil
great.
McCracken Whitcomb.
It's great.
I bet you never thought you'd hear the Lord say that. Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
No, no. Not in a millennium.
All right, well, he brought a lot more stories in, but I think we're just only going to have one more for
okay.
God. Do I have balls the size of planets to be able to tell God that, John, or what?
You sure do, man. Going to cut him down, shut his mic off.
Well, I understand when Phil gets here, you got to move on to the news, so
One last story.
We could have you back next week, right?
Oh, I'd love to come back
next
week.
You're not busy, are you?
Not at all.
Creating any worlds? Or
I'm not doing anything, as a matter of fact.
Just waiting to sort out souls, right?
That's right.
Okay.
One of my favorite sayings is, let's shoot them and let God sort them out. Something like that. I can't remember quite exactly how that goes.
All right.
Lay it on us. One last story. God goes to an inn to kill Moses for not circumcising his son.
Wow.
But Moses' wife saves him.
Saves him?
Saves him with a quick cut.
Wow. Quick. She's quick with the moil.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed off about that.
Who does the cutting, a rabbi?
I was ready to kill Moses for not circumcising his son because that's a slap in my face, you know, John?
Yeah. Well, who does all that circumcising?
What do you mean? The moils, of course.
The moils, right.
Right.
And they don't make much money, do they?
No, they just work off of tips. And it came to pass by the way of the inn that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. That is Moses I'm referring to. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at the Lord's feet and said, "Surely, a bloody husband you are to me."
And you said, "Oh, calamari."
So the Lord let him go. Then she said, "A bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision. And I am the Lord."
Wow.
And I mentioned this last week. I love passages that end that way. I am the Lord.
No
doubt. Of course, because I am. And
very
I get
nice.
Off on that. It's,
very
it's,
nice.
What's your fucking point?
Gives me a lot of confidence.
Yes. Well, hey, God, we appreciate you coming. We have to get to the news now.
Oh, and I understand.
You know, almost the end of the show.
Phil's here, almost the end of the show, of course. But you didn't get to the W at all.
We didn't get to the W.
Not at all.
9/11 stuff. And
all right. Do you mind if I just stick around for
the
news?
Yeah, just hang out.
And is there any questions you have for me?
Not right now.
Nothing?
If you want, there's beer in the fridge.
All right, I'll go help myself.
Some wine.
Do you have the champagne of beers?
No, we have the light version of that.
Well, you do now.
Because
I am
right.
The Lord.
Thanks.
And I just filled your fridge with the champagne of beers because
nice.
It's my favorite. And
thanks,
of course,
Gene.
I knew that you didn't have any, but... you know, when you're on the podcast, you have to involve the listeners as well.
Well, it's made with artesians and God's blue waters.
That's right.
It?
So I had to go ahead and phrase the question, even though I knew the answer,
yes.
Because I know everything. But, of course, to communicate with you humans, I have to dumb it down a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that. Appreciate that, G.
Of course.
You're all right, man.
All right, well, I'm going to go get a beer, and you can turn it over to Phil,
all
whatever
right,
you want.
Thanks.
But if I could just stick around, that would be great.
Yeah, just stick around.
All right.
Have a doob or something.
And oh, no doubt, John. A doob, that's funny.
All right. Should we? I got this little cut from Bill Maher. Can I
all
play
right.
that?
Yeah, go ahead and play the
all
cut.
Right. Can I play this little? Okay.
From Bill
bad
Maher.
Presidents happen to good people. Amid all the 9/11 anniversary talk about what will keep us safe, let me suggest that in a world turned hostile to America, the smartest message we can send to those beyond our shores is, we're not with stupid. Therefore, I maintain that ridiculing this president is now the most patriotic thing you can possibly do. Let the word go forth to our allies and our enemies alike. Let them know that there's a whole swath of Americans desperate to distance themselves from George Bush. And that's just Republicans running for re-election.
That's right, Scott. He was talking to us. He was talking to us right there.
No doubt.
What we do on every show is ridicule the chimp, and he is like right on. He's
right
telling us,
on.
Keep it going.
Keep it up, man.
It's the most patriotic thing you can do.
Keep it up.
And we didn't talk really about any of the 9/11 stuff.
None of it, even though it's the fifth anniversary of 9/11 tomorrow, John.
Because I think enough people will be talking about it.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Well, you know that the White House released their terror strategy, John. And they have four bullet points for their terror strategy. Do you know what they are?
No.
Here's the first one. Prevent attacks by terrorist networks.
Excellent. Wow. That's fucking,
I think that would be a priority. Yeah. If you're going to have a terror strategy, that's what you do.
That's stellar.
Number two, denying weapons of mass destruction to rogue states, John.
Oh, yeah.
Number three, denying terrorists the support and sanctuary of rogue states, John. Number four, denying terrorists the use of bases serving as launching pads for terror, John.
Terror.
So those are the four bullet points for the White House terror strategy, John.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
That's all they could come up with. And then they go, yeah, what do you Democrats got? Nothing.
Stupid
either.
Asses.
Well, you know, there's that TV show or that movie coming out, The Path to 9/11.
Right, on ABC.
Which cracks me up because the Republicans bitched about the Reagan movie that came out. And the CBS had to cancel it, and it went to cable. So now, the Dems don't like what this thing says. And... okay, at first I was like, well, if it's about the 9/11 commission report, who cares? What's the big deal? And as long as they say it's a dramatization and it's not taken out of context too much. But I didn't know, but the 9/11 commission, that report was, the final edit was allowed to be made by the White House.
That's a joke.
And everybody that was part of that investigation were Bush apologists.
Every one of them.
Every fucking one of them. So what the fuck is this? So, yeah, pull that shit off the air.
Leave it on.
Yeah, you think so?
Let the dumbasses watch it. And they blame the whole thing on Clinton, right? Because he was getting
I don't know.
From Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, I know, and they cried foul when he went and went after Osama back then. And,
but now they say he didn't do anything to go after Osama.
War for Monica.
And Bush has had, 5 years to go after Osama?
Yeah.
And what has he got? Nothing.
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 And they say that the Democrats want to cut and run when Reagan, in the middle of the Lebanon Civil War they had there, military barracks got bombed and over 200 Marines were killed. What did he do? He pulled the troops out.
That wasn't cut and run, okay? That was shock and awe.
He said, fuck that, I'm out of here.
Right, that was shock and awe.
Oh, was?
It wasn't cut and run.
I don't know. It was?
It was mission accomplished. That's what that was.
Reagan?
Are yeah, you got to get your shit straight.
Reagan or the W?
No, Reagan.
Oh, I thought shock and awe was...
whatever. Same thing. It wasn't cut and run. Because we're dealing with Islamo-fascists, John.
Well, that's what they were dealing with.
Islamo... Well, no, they weren't, because the W just made that word up like a couple of weeks ago. Islamo-fascist.
How could you be a fascist without a state sponsor and a corporate sponsor?
They have Islam as the sponsor. That's where the Islam fascist comes from.
Okay.
What's the O in there for?
I don't know. Maybe it's Irish.
Fascist. Islamo-fascist.
Islamo-fascist. He owns that bar next to O'Brien's. O'Fascist? Yeah. It's an Irish pub.
A pub.
Islamo-fascist. It's magically delicious. Anyway, yeah, what a terrible thing, 9/11, but there's going to be shitloads of stuff going on, so I'm sure we don't need to talk about it, do we? Hello?
Well, we can recap it next week. All the catapulting of propaganda.
Propaganda.
That's going on by the W.
Some more Hermann Göring
to try to save his own ass, because if he loses Congress to the Democrats, impeachment is next for war crimes.
Well, you know, one of the things I found out is that during the Clinton administration, they penned an agreement with the North Koreans when they were developing nuclear, graphite-based nuclear power. They were trying to reach with that. But that kind of grade of the nuclear process they were doing would give them nuclear warheads. So they made a deal. They just wanted power, cheap or whatever. Penned a deal with Clinton to do cold water nuclear reactors. And while they were being built, the U.S. or Clinton offered to supply them with oil and energy till they got that done, which would be like way cheaper than what they give to Israel every year. So they did that, but Clinton thought that the government would fold in North Korea, so he didn't worry about it too much. And the North Koreans thought the same on the other side, which is typical. Governments are always suspicious of other governments.
Of course.
But as soon as the Congress became Republican-controlled, they poo-pooed the whole agreement. And they never got the cold water reactors. They went on with their graphite production, and now they have like 10 to 15 nuclear warheads.
Sweet.
And we're worried about one dirty bomb. Right?
Right.
And scholars say that it's only going to take 20 nukes to really fuck up the world, actually. And they got 10 to 15. So, I don't know. And why do they hate us? Why does Iran hate us?
Because of our freedoms, John.
Our freedoms. But also...
And the Brady Bunch.
Because they were part of the list of the axis of evil. That's great that you yawned during our show, you loser.
I'm sorry. Really had a hard, long, hard, long week.
Yeah, I hear you.
No doubt.
All right. But anyways, we could recap that next week. There's going to be tons of shit, I'm sure.
Oh, the catapulting of the propaganda. We could play a whole goddamn episode of that.
No doubt.
Just the sound bites from that crap.
All right, well, let's get to Phil. Is he here? I mean, I didn't even hear him come in.
Yeah, God let him in.
Oh, all right. Has he got his shit on?
No, yeah, he's sitting right next to me. He's ready to go, man. As always.
Wow, is he quiet this time?
He was quiet.
Oh, I think dude, that had something to do with the Lord. Oh, I got it on now.
All right, then.
Here we go. All right, you ready, Phil?
Of course, John. I'm always ready.
All right. Here we go.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John. And our first story tonight. Bush tells U.S. to break its oil dependency. In related news, Aunt Jemima asks Americans to stop eating pancakes. ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox ask Americans to stop watching TV. Philip Morris begs Americans to stop smoking. Anheuser-Busch requests that Americans stop drinking beer. And Martin Hitzman asks Americans to stop reading Ayn Rand. Next story, John. Bin Laden trail is stone cold. In related news, so is Bin Laden. Next story, John. Man blames his barroom rampage on painkiller and alcohol. Oh, and his rage over being shot in the testicles. A father who smashed his way to a pub and passed out blamed tablets he took for pain after being shot in the testicles. Dominic Peck's solicitor told magistrates he was left disoriented when alcohol reacted badly with antidepressants he was forced to take following the shooting by police in 2005. Peck had been shot by a rubber baton round during a police siege in Barrie, for which he was jailed for 27 months, and one of his testicles was later removed, John.
I'd rather have a real gun shoot my balls
Confused off. Confused with the nowhere to sleep on Saturday, July 8th, just 1 week after he was released from jail, the 40-year-old smashed his way into the Beethoven pub and passed out on the floor. Next story, John.
Wow.
Pope's chief exorcist calls Harry Potter King of Darkness and the Devil. In related fairy tale news, the Pope has a chief exorcist? Next story, John. Survey shows that 80% of all teenage males masturbate, and the other 20% are lying.
Nice.
One in five teens report having sex before they turn 15. In fact, nearly half of American teens ages 15 to 18 are sexually active. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found in its 2005 Youth Risk Behavior Survey. And that number has been hovering around 50% since the last 1991 when the biennial survey began. But intercourse isn't the only kind of sex kids are having, John. By the age of 18, 80% of males and 59% of females have masturbated. 75% have engaged in heavy petting, and 55% have had oral sex. And by 19, 11% have had anal sex, John.
Wow.
Next story.
You know, Errol Wolf jerked off in a Kentucky Fried Chicken freezer.
I did. I heard that. Yeah. Yes. Bush says that 5 years later, we're still not safe. Forgets to mention that we never were, never will be, and that's just the way life is. Next story, John. Indiana man decides that a 14-foot python would make a great pet. In related news, snake in a barn, to be based on his true story. A 14-foot python crushed its owner to death, authorities said Thursday, after fighting the snake loose in the southern Indiana shed with the man's body. Patrick Von Allen, 23, was found Monday evening in a shed near Lanesville. A medical examiner determined the death was consistent with asphyxiation caused by compression of the neck and chest. When you're dealing with the wild animal species, you take on a certain amount of risk, he said. Von Allen had told a family member he was going to treat the snake for a medical condition. He was alone in the shed with a python for about 3 hours before his body was found. Next story, John.
We gotta get this motherfucking snake out of this motherfucking bar.
Oh, that's funny, John. Charges dropped against man charged with speeding with no upper limbs. Judge apparently... All right, I'll start over. Dropped against man charged with speeding with no upper limbs.
Wow.
Judge apparently thought lawyers described him as harmless. Next story, John. When turning tricks in a limo, make sure the windows are tinted and a group of kids isn't watching. Police are seeking charges against a woman for allegedly having sex in front of a large crowd of onlookers at the Michigan City area trailer park. Surprise, surprise. Saturday about noon, several residents of Friendly Acres Mobile Park observed a woman having sex with a man inside a limousine parked on one of the streets. The windows of the green Cadillac limousine were not tinted, providing a clear view for a large crowd that had gathered, including many children. Several adults witnessing the activity hollered for the pair to stop, especially with youngsters being able to see. The man and woman, though, continued. When police arrived, Sergeant John Boyd said in his report the woman was approached, but denied the allegations. However, the manager of the trailer park, Mark Stans, informed police the limousine was parked in front of a surveillance camera, which captured what appeared to be a battered woman in a limousine having sex. When told about the footage, the woman did not confess, but did say, "I gotta do what I gotta do for my kids and family."
Oh, man.
Next story, John. In related news, 25% of Russians having sex while driving. About 25% of Russians have had sex while driving, a poll released by KRC Research and Goodyear revealed. And this is just one of the things that make them the worst drivers in Europe. According to research, Russians do not use seatbelts, break speed limits, drive through red lights, drive drunk, and have sex while driving much more often than other Europeans do. The odd thing is, they don't think it's all that bad. Next story, John.
Oh, God.
Man confesses to 19-year-old murder at Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. Kudos to him for step 8 and step 9. I'm sorry. Let me start over.
Yeah, please.
Kudos to him for a thorough step 8. Step 9, 10 years to life.
Question mark?
That was a train wreck, John. Do you have a train wreck sound effect? Next story, John. British children are the laziest in the world.
Apparently it's still crashing.
Children in Britain are among the most lazy in the world. The survey found UK children spend an average of 7.2 hours a week playing computer games, 2.2 listening to Punky or watching TV, but less than 1 hour a day being active. The report commissioned by Tesco surveyed 3,500 young children from 10 countries around the world, including Britain, the US, Australia, and India, ranking the 10 countries in order of their children's fitness. Britain came in as the seventh fittest nation. Next story, John.
All right.
Remember the $10,000 tip for the Applebee's waitress, John?
Yeah.
That hearty guffaw you hear is coming. That hearty guffaw you hear is coming from the government as it pockets $3,700 of said tip. Next story, John. Limo to strip club. $120. 70 minutes with stranger. I'm sorry. 70 minutes with stripper named Chastity. $960. Having a heart attack to avoid paying her? Priceless, John.
Oh.
Authorities say a 26-year-old San Francisco accountant was killed in a scuffle over a $960 bill at the Santa Barbara Strip Club. Police say David Colts died just hours after he and his friends went to Santa Barbara's Spearmint Rhino Adult Cabaret early Saturday to celebrate a friend's wedding. Police say a scuffle ensued when Colts protested a $960 bill for a 70-minute private session with one of the dancers. By the time police arrived, he was having difficulty breathing, and paramedics were called. He was taken to Cottage Hospital, where he died. Next story, John. North Korea's Kim Jong-il no longer walks normally. No word on whether school-sized testicles to blame. Kim says, I may walk funny, but my missile's fine. Next story, John.
Does he got bruised Rick testicles?
I don't know. Judge rules that cops checking out your genitals is constitutionally unreasonable search, John.
Really?
A man convicted of possessing cocaine after a Charlotte Mecklenburg police officer found drugs by shining a light down his pants should get a new trial because the search was unreasonable. The ruling in favor of Timothy Stone may serve as a warning to officers to more exactly describe the scope of their searches before they physically examine a suspect. Officers said they spotted and recovered a pill bottle of crack between Stone's groin and testicles. The court sentenced him to roughly 10 and a half years to 14 years in prison for drug and habitual felon convictions. We concluded that a reasonable person in defendant's circumstances would not have understood that he would be subjected to an inspection of his genitalia, Judge Linda McGee wrote in the majority opinion that says a trial court judge erred by failing to suppress the evidence, a key element in the conviction. Next story, John. The Rock donates $2 million to the University of Miami. The Rock.
The Rock.
Donates $2 million to the University of Miami.
Nice.
Paper and scissors, still not located. Next story, John. In response to a recent indictment where three geniuses decided to dig up a dead woman for sex, a Wisconsin lawmaker wants to make necrophilia illegal.
Really?
In other news, necrophilia is still legal in Wisconsin. A lawmaker says he will propose a law to outlaw necrophilia in Wisconsin after the attempted robbery of a grave in Cassville. Senator Dale Schultz said he was stunned to learn that there was such a law in effect in the state, which he said leaves law enforcement with few tools, John, to use in such cases. Twin brothers Alexander and Nikolai Grunke of Ridgeway and Dustin Radke of Dodgeville have been charged in Grant County Circuit Court with attempted third-degree sexual assault and attempted misdemeanor theft in the incident last Saturday at St. Charles Cemetery. Someone had called police after seeing suspicious activity. Authorities said they found a hole had been dug down to the vault of a 20-year-old
Laura Tennyson, who was killed in a motorcycle accident, but the vault had not been opened. Sheriff Keith Grover said the three never had any contact with Tennyson, but had seen a newspaper obituary of her death, which included a photo. Court documents quoted Radke as saying Nicholas Grunke had wanted to find her grave and asked him to help because he wanted to dig the body up and have sex with it.
Oh, nice.
Next story, John.
That's... What did one necrophiliac say to the others that were passing the funeral home?
Can I take this one, Phil? I believe, he said, would you like to stop him for a cold one?
Hello? Hello? All right. Is Phil and Mike okay?
Next story, John.
How many times do you want me to play this sound?
Study finds kids unwilling to try vegetables when offered as a free school snack. Findings also conclude kids hate homework and teenage boys want to have sex with their smoking hot female teachers. Next story, John. Sudan man forced to marry goat. A Sudanese man has been forced to take a goat as his wife after he was caught having sex with the animal. The goat's owner, Mr. Elfie, said he surprised the man with his goat and took him to the Council of Elders. They ordered the man, Mr. Tombe, to pay a dowry of 15,000 Sudanese dinars. That's about 50 bucks, John. We had given him the goat, and as far as we know, they still are together, Mr. Elfie said.
Is he Japanese?
Mr. Elfie, hi, Malakalkal. An Upper Nile State told the Jubdai Court newspaper that he heard a loud noise around midnight on 13th of February and immediately rushed outside to find Mr. Tombe with his goat.
Oh!
When I asked him, what are you doing here? He fell off the back of the goat, so I captured and tied him up. Mr. Elfie then called elders to decide how to deal with the case. They said I should not take him to the police, but rather let him pay a dowry for my goat because he used it with his as his wife. He told the newspaper. Next story, John.
God.
Japanese wheelchair comes with built-in toilet capable of cleaning, drying, and deodorizing users' ass. In related news, secondary market among gamers anticipated by maker. And our last story tonight, John.
Gee, your ass smells terrific.
Welcome back to school, John, because it is the start of school. We just had the last week. Welcome back to school. This week's 45-year-old teacher busted for having sex with a 14-year-old student. Story comes to us from Columbia, South Carolina.
Cool.
A 45-year-old woman is charged with performing a lewd act on a child under 16 after Columbia police found her and a 14-year-old boy in a parked car on a dead-end street.
That's not lewd. That's awesome.
A police officer on patrol came down the street around 4:30 Thursday afternoon. He said he saw a parked car at the end of the street. Inside, he said he saw the teacher and the 14-year-old boy. He saw them. McCants tells Wisconsin, when he woke up, what he observed was the act of a simulated sex act. They were fully clothed, but the suspect was lying on her back and the child on top, simulating a sex act.
Simulating.
And that's the news, John.
All right. All right. Thanks, Phil.
My pleasure, John.
Thanks for coming again.
Thanks, Scott.
Take care.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
All right, then.
See you later.
Hey, keep on trucking, God.
All right.
No doubt. All right.
All right, Phil comes in. He delivers.
Just as usual, yeah.
The news and this. Oh.
Hello, and thank you for calling Health Extension, brought to you by York Health System Auxiliary.
We're glad you called us for information about masturbation. It's a subject many people feel uncomfortable with and don't talk about. Masturbation is touching and handling your sex organs in a way that creates pleasurable sexual feelings. It doesn't make you go crazy or blind, give you zits, put hair on your palms, warts on your hands, or make you sterile or weak.
Well, that's a relief.
A lot of these old stories are still around, even though today we know that masturbation is not physically harmful. In fact, masturbation is a normal and natural sexual practice for both males and females. It's very common among kids aged 3 to 6 and among young people. Some figures show that as many as 90% of the total male population masturbates.
And the other 10% are lying.
65% of the total female population. No matter what people say about it, they do masturbate.
All right.
There you have it.
There you have it. Little PSA from TTN. Right then. We are way over the time limit again.
Way over again.
And I need sleep because Jesus Christ, last time. What time did we finish? Like 2 in the morning or some
shit?
Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
We got to cut it down, man. Or start at like 3.
All right, then. We could do that.
Yeah?
Sure. Why not?
You think so?
Start at 3 or cut it down. One or the other.
All right. Well, this is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Then we got to sign off, man. It's bedtime. We got to get the hell out of here. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah, no doubt.
All right.
All right, man.
Is 67 God gone?
Part 3.
Is God gone?
Well, not really. I'm never gone. I'm always here, there, everywhere. That was a great Beatles song, too. But I'm always here. I'm never gone. It's hard to explain to you humans. You need to have a more of an open mind.
Right.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
What the hell was that?
Well,
did you shark?
I just parted the Red Sea. You know,
oh my God, I think you just opened up the Brown Highway.
And a great red
Okay. Wow.
I thought that's what thunder was. God farting.
No, of course not. It's a great wind.
Oh, I see.
It's like hurricanes.
Katrina was God's fart.
Well, actually, yes, that will trigger a hurricane to be named later in the Gulf region.
So when you hit off a... You give it an alphabetical name.
Well, no, I don't. But somebody in the meteorological department... Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
I think I've had one too many Red Bulls and vodka.
All right, that's... Out of sight.
Actually, I had some TBRs tonight, too.
All right, well, we got to go. Can we let you go, God? We got to go. You got to let us go.
Yes, definitely.
You know, do something for us that the devil never does. You know what that, you know what that means?
Of course, I know what that means.
Never lets us go, man.
Right.
Right.
But I will.
You will, yeah.
I will set you free.
Thank you. If you love something,
John will set you free.
Set us free.
Sting was so right, wasn't he?
Wasn't he, yeah. No doubt. The right, Dream of the Blue Turtles or whatever the fuck that album was.
So I think God's coming back next week to talk about the missing gospels of Jesus when Jesus was a youth.
That'd be great.
So if anybody has any questions for the Lord, phone him in, email, and we'll make sure we ask him when he's here next time. Yeah.
All right.
All right, then.
It's all the time we got.
It's all the time we have.
All right. Till next time. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John Scott. I'm John.
No, I'm Scott.
We're out of here.
You're listening to John and Scott.
On Total Talk Nonsense.